Hello, everybody. It's Diane here with the first of three programmes based on a lovely but quite sad story written over 100 years ago by the famous writer Oscar Wilde. The story is called The Happy Prince. Sit down on the floor in a space of your own and listen.
High above the city, on a tall column, stood the statue of the Happy Prince. He was gilded all over with thin leaves of fine gold. For eyes, he had two bright sapphires, and a large red ruby glowed on his sword hilt.
Everybody get ready to stand up slowly and stretch as tall as you can, like the statue of the Happy Prince standing high above the city. Stretch up tall with the music. Hold that stretch for a few seconds. And relax. Quickly, check you've got enough space around you. You should be able to stretch your arms straight out to the sides without touching anybody. Now, stand with your feet about a ruler's width apart and relax your arms down by your sides. With the music, gently sway the top half of your body from side to side. Keep your feet still and carefully sway your body forwards and back. Now twist your body round one way and then the other. Circle your body round from the waist, one way, back the other. And rest. We'll be coming back to those swaying, twisting and circling movements later, so don't forget them. But now it's time to go to an extremely beautiful and happy place. Sit down where you are and listen.
When I was alive and had a human heart, said the statue of the Happy Prince, I did not know what tears were. For I lived in the palace of Sanssouci, where sorrow is not allowed to enter. In the daytime, I played with my companions in the garden. Round the garden ran a very lofty wall, but I never cared to ask what lay beyond it. Everything about me was so beautiful.
Quickly get into groups of three or four, then move to a space together and sit down. Pause the programme now to get organised. Each group is going to create a dance sequence inspired by different garden games. Stay sitting down while I give you a few ideas. You could throw, catch, kick, or roll an imaginary ball to one another. You could play tag or hide and seek. You could mime helping one another to climb a tree, jump across a stream, or balance on a fallen log. But whichever games you choose, you need to keep all your movements within an agreed boundary, like the prince and his friends playing within the walls of the beautiful palace garden. Take a few minutes to decide with your group which garden games you're going to choose and where your imaginary boundary or garden wall is going to be. Pause the programme and do that now. Get ready to try out your new ideas with the music and don't forget to perform all the movements within your imaginary garden wall. Off you go! Stop! And rest. Now you've practiced the movements, it's time to concentrate on making the sequence look happy, relaxed, and carefree. Think about facial expressions. You could look excited, surprised, or amused. And try to give your movements a light, free-flowing quality. Ready, everyone? Here comes the music again. Hold your final group positions. And rest. You might like to show off those Garden Games dance sequences a few groups at a time. You'll need to replay the music. Sit down where you are and listen.
One night, there flew over the city a little swallow. His friends had gone away to Egypt 6 weeks before, but he had stayed behind, for he was in love with the most beautiful reed. "Shall I love you?" said the swallow, who liked to come to the point at once, and the reed made him a low bow. So he flew round and round her, touching the water with his wings and making silver ripples.
Reeds are tall, stick-like plants that grow close to riverbanks and sway gracefully in the wind. Imagine you're the playful little swallow flying round and round the reed. Twist and turn through the spaces with small, quick, silent steps, bending low every now and then to touch the water and make ripples with your wings. Off you go, swallows! Stop! Quickly, move to a space. You're going back to the graceful swaying, twisting and circling movements you practiced in the warm-up. Stand with your feet about a ruler's width apart and your arms down by your sides. With the music, sway the top half of your body from side to side and then forwards and back, like the graceful reed swaying in the wind. Ready? Sway and sway. Keep swaying. Now twist your body round, one way and then the other. And circle your body round from the waist, one way, back the other way. And rest. In a moment, you're going to use those movements to create your own graceful reed sequence. And this time, let your arms join in too by adding a few proud curtsies or bows every now and then. Make all your movements smooth and graceful, and don't forget to keep your feet still as you sway, twist, and circle your body with the music. Everybody ready? dressed. Time to put the playful little swallow and the proud, graceful reed sequences together. Your teacher will divide the class into two equal groups, the swallows and the reeds. Pause the program to do that now. If you're in the graceful reed group, move to a space and stand up straight and tall. With the music, the playful swallows are going to dance round the reeds with light, agile steps, bending low every now and then to touch the water and make ripples with their wings. Ready, swallows? Off you go! Stop, swallows! Sit down where you are. And watch the proud, graceful reeds swaying, twisting, bowing, and curtsying with the music. Stop swaying, reeds. Stand tall and still as the playful swallows dance round you again, turning and bending this way and that with small, silent steps. Stop, swallows! Quickly sit down and watch the graceful reeds. And relax, everyone. Time to swap groups. So reeds become swallows and swallows become reeds. And this time, you're really going to show the contrast between quick, agile, travelling steps of the playful swallow and the smooth, proud, on-the-spot movements of the graceful reed. Reeds, check your inner space, standing tall and still. Swallows, get ready to dance round the reeds with light, agile steps, bending low whenever you choose to touch the water with your wings. Listen carefully and the music will tell you when to move. Off you go, swallows! Thank you. everybody rest. How did you get on? If you'd like to go for a really polished performance, swap groups and replay all the music again. We'll be finding out more about the Happy Prince and the Little Swallow next time. But for now, imagine you're walking through the Prince's beautiful palace garden with slow, relaxed steps. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and you are feeling happy, just like the Prince. Slow walking. Stop. Slowly stretch up tall, arms straight above your head. Hold that stretch. Relax your arms and walk through the spaces. Stop and stretch tall. Hold it. And relax. That was great. And until next time, goodbye for now.